Happy Sunday, everyone. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to my podcast. Super excited to share with you guys today. And wherever you are in the world, I know for some of my listeners, it's already Monday. So happy Monday. And thank you so much for tuning in and, you know, listening to anything that I have to share with you. And I want to share a nugget with you because it has blessed my life and I want it to bless yours as well. And I want to share something about paying attention to the signs, whatever those signs are, that thing inside you, your intuition, the knowing that you have, and just the signs around you. Pay attention to the signs. And the reason I want to talk about that is because these are like guiding lights for you along your journey, right? When you pay attention to the divine signs that are being sent your way, just little things that you know may be out of the ordinary, right? When you're tuned in and tapped into who you are, your intuition, you will begin to understand to pay attention. Not to be so aloof, if that makes sense. You know, like, oh, I don't know, you know, what's going on around me, whatever the case may be. You'll learn to be more aware and more in tune with certain things around you that you know, wait a minute, I need to pay attention to this. You're seeing divine numbers, you know, different places. Okay, what is this trying to tell me right now, you know, in this time in my life? I had this thought and it manifested into the natural. That has happened to me quite often. And okay, what is this saying to me? This might be something a part of my path, you know? So I want you to pay attention to the signs and allow it to be a guiding light for you on your journey. And don't be afraid to pay attention to the signs, good or bad. Some signs are sent so that it can redirect us, right? Because sometimes God will show us things and tell us things and we're like, oh my goodness. Okay, I need to redirect. I need to shift this. This over here is not right. This is not God. I need to shift potentially, right? And so pay attention to that. And allow it to be a guiding light for you as you move along your journey, along the path to your greatest outcomes. You know, one thing I'd like to share with people is that though as believers, we often feel as though we're in His will, in God's will. And I'm not saying that everything has to be beautiful for you to understand you're in His will, because that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes you're in His will and things might be looking like, what is really happening right now in my life? But you are in His will because He is shifting things in your favor to get you on your divine path, where how you should be flowing, how you should be journeying, you know, right now. And so things happen that may not feel so great, but it's still a part of His divine will, right? And we have free will to choose. You know, it's like the red and the blue pill. You know, you have free will to choose. And sometimes we sit back and we say, oh, this is not God, or, you know, whatever. Mm-mm, God ain't gonna do that. How do you know God won't do that? How do you know it's not Him if you're just basing it off of, you know, your ego, right? How you feel at that moment. And we have to take a step back and say, wait a minute, God, what would you have me do? What do I need to do in this season of my life? What is it so that I can be in your divine will? Okay. And I want you to encourage you in that, because sometimes we want to do certain things, and though it may seem religious or godly. Most people say, oh, this is God because it lines up with religion, whatever. You know, that may not be what God would have you to do in that season. And I had to even recently learn that too. I said, man, you know, I had to take a step back. I'm thinking, you know, you think you're doing the right thing and you're like, wait a minute. And I'm like, God, what do you want me to do? And I had to pay attention to the signs. And it was like, this is what I need you to do in this season. And it has completely blessed my soul. Oh my goodness. I am just so grateful that I listened to his leading. Listen to the leading of the Lord. Pay attention to the way and the signs that he is allowing to flow into your life so that you may be on your highest, most desired path, right? There is a thing such as permissive will. That's what he allows to happen in your life because of your choice, your decision, okay? Led to that. And so he will allow it, but was that his will, right? Was that his will or was that your fear? And you decided, oh no, I'm not gonna do that because of this. Or did you really do your best to trust in his leading to make that decision for your life, you know, you're in his leading to make that decision for your life. And so I encourage you all to do that, to pay attention to the signs, trust God's divine leading in your life. Whether something may seem good or bad, sometimes God might be telling you, I need you to leave this thing over here alone, because that's not, this ain't it, you know, or I need you to pursue this or go this route because this is going to lead you where I would need you to be for this time frame in your life or for the future or whatever the case may be. And you'll have a knowing. It'll be a knowing within yourself that will let you know that this is right. We all have that. We all have that knowing within us. We call it intuition, the Holy Spirit. You know, just that something told me, you know, you hear people say that all the time back in the day, you know, something told me. That's your intuition. That's God. That's, you know, your inner knowing that this is something that you ought to be doing and how you should be flowing. And so I encourage you in that for your soul purpose, for your journey, for where you are going this week. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention, you know, allow that to guide you and lead you and keep praying for a greater discernment and understanding so that you can make the right decisions for your life going forward. Pay attention. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week, guys. And I'll talk to you soon. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Have a great day.